This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay. All right, so marijuana. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and so we just recently legalized it. And, I mean, people were happy. I think more people are unhappy than happy. I actually voted for marijuana to be legalized. And I calm down. Can I explain? The reason why I voted to legalize marijuana is because I was sick and tired of hearing people say it's good for you medically, and it's therapeutic, and it'll, you know, help cure cancer and help with the opioid crisis. And I saw the writing on the wall when it came to opioids, and I was like, okay, look, somebody's got to figure this stuff out. And if the only way we could really study it, I had medical students who were studying it. These two were really, really great. I'm so, so proud of them. They studied a way to test how police can test for marijuana. Not by breathalyzer, but in the urine. And so Graham and Chuck, love you. Charles, I love you guys. So, you know, seeing students study it, seeing scientists want to study it, and doctors saying, oh, well, marijuana may have therapeutic benefits. I'm like, well, then let's legalize it. Let's legalize it, figure it out. But if we're going to legalize it with a capital I, let's slow our roll on how we're going to distribute it and how we're going to let it get out there. Because I'm worried about the kids and I'm worried about teens getting into it. And even though marijuana was already pretty rampant in high schools already, I was like, let's just kind of, you know, slow our roll. Unfortunately, the marijuana rollout happened lickety-split, and in lightning speed, it's everywhere. And so I talked to a lot of kids, I talked to a lot of teenagers, I talked to a lot of parents, and a big thing that they're concerned about is that their kid is smoking pot. Their 14-year-old is smoking pot, their 15-year-old, their 16-year-old. And there's really not a lot of go-tos to help get these kids off pot. One is you have this kind of growing attitude of, well, it's only pot, it's not going to kill them. Nobody ever dies of a pot overdose. Technically, yes, you could technically overdose on pot. And yes, there is an argument that you could die. But generally, people go, well, it's safer than alcohol. I'm even hearing parents tell me, look, yeah, my kid smokes pot, but at least he's not drinking alcohol. And I don't have to worry about him driving drunk. Well, yeah, but driving under the influence of marijuana is not very safe also. And so why am I saying we have a crisis? Well, I'm looking kind of at the numbers. I'm looking at high school dropout rates. I'm looking at college dropout rates. I think the average, I think 50-some percent of people drop out of college. Actually, we're going to see that number go down because less people are even going into college. High school dropout rates, we don't have the numbers for the last year or two, especially in Nevada, so I can't answer that. Maybe some of our teachers have some of that data. I've seen students stoned. Okay, I've seen high schoolers stoned. I'm like, dude, you know, how are you learning your algebra that way? But the other little epidemics that have been brewing over the last decade or two as marijuana, whether it was legal or medicinal, is, you know, we got the obesity epidemic, which I kind of blame on us fighting tobacco. You know, now that people aren't smoking, they're eating. You know, we used to smoke to keep our appetites down. We also have an STD epidemic. Why isn't anybody relating the two? We have such a huge rise in STDs. We have superbugs. We have gonorrhea. We have chlamydia. We have trich. We have HPV. We have herpes. We have syphilis. HIV is rising. And nobody's going, well, maybe it's because, you know, people are smoking pot, and so they're, like, not really remembering the condom. There's this big trend now, doing drugs while having sex. And we're going to be talking about that because we're seeing a lot of people dying during sex because they're on some pretty, pretty hard rocks and drugs. We'll talk about that another day. Also, another little rise or epidemic I'm seeing is foodborne illness. Every other day you're hearing of a restaurant have either hepatitis A or salmonella or E. coli or some sort of food outbreak. And you start to wonder, you're like, are these workers on pot? You know, I mean, you wash your hands after you poop. Okay, it's not rocket science. And maybe on marijuana, you're just like, you know what, I did this so my hands are clean. Now, is anybody studying the relationships of these? This is just a theory I have. But I'm getting sick and tired of hearing parents tell me, my kid is smoking pot, how do I get him off pot? And when you talk to the kid, they're like, well, it helps me sleep. It keeps you away from alcohol. All my friends are doing it. All my friends are doing it. That's the same thing we've heard for decades, but they're not lying. You know, my boys, I've drug tested them. They're always clean. But a big complaint they have is every time they want to go to a party, if you don't smoke, you really can't hang. And so, you know, my boys, luckily, they're afraid of their mama. I don't know if it's because they're really, really good or it's because they're religious. It's just, I think they know that I'm going to open up a can of whoop ass. They're probably like, oh my gosh, oh, I am not going to mess with mama. Because they know I will just bring the rain if I think they're doing drugs. But you also have parents out there going, Dr. Dahlia, what's the big deal? It's only marijuana. So my question to you guys is, I mean, is your kid, you know, are their grades dropping? Are they really not showing up at work? Are they losing their job? Are they not really motivated? Do they not, you know, want to move out of the house? Do they not want to work and get a career and, you know, make their imprint in this world and just kind of be gung-ho? And if so, you know, my guess is it could be the pot. And so as we're watching these STD rises and obesity rising and, careless stuff at work, I would strongly suggest somebody study how many times marijuana was at play. Now, I think my state is just passed a law to not drug test for marijuana, to not allow employers to check for marijuana. All right, well, even though I voted to legalize marijuana, so police had, you know, more time to do other things, I don't know if I'm for that because I'd like to study it again, you know? I mean, we need the data. But I get it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, every probably week in the news, you hear of some fight. Remember a couple weeks ago in Disneyland? A fight broke out. I guess it was some family members that just started going at it. Took place at California's Disneyland. You just see the family just in the middle of it. It looks like they were in Toontown, which isn't my favorite part of Disneyland, but it's good for the little tykes. And I'm not sure if criminal charges were filed. But the Anaheim Police Department presented the case to Orange County Prosecutor's Office because there was this huge altercation that went all over. Went viral. The uncooperative family denied their involvement, claimed it never happened, even though it was on the video. And the family had to be escorted out of the park. Yes, it was in the park's Toontown. Footage shows a man punching a woman repeatedly after she spit on him during an argument with her and another man. So you see two men, they're fighting. Then another man punches a different woman, seen in the video, probably retaliation. Then the first man attacks both women, knocking one to the ground, and then punching her while she's down. So, you know, Disneyland, just, don't underestimate Goofy or Mickey, okay? I mean, you got cops everywhere. So everybody kind of jumped on it. Now I guess they might be prosecuted. We'll see what happens there. But then we hear of today, a Georgia mother killed her kid because she dropped the baby as she got involved in a fight. Karen LaShun Harrison had a three-month-old baby in her arms, and you're looking at this video. Now, I thought she dropped the baby because somebody hit her first. So you see the video, and she's talking to another woman. She's got a baby in one arm. This other woman hits her with a shopping bag. So she drops the baby onto the concrete parking lot and fights back. Now, I don't know if she dropped the baby on accident or on purpose, but apparently she's up on murder charges because the baby, a little boy, died from the head injuries. So now Karen LaShun Harrison, 26 years old, has been charged with felony murder. First-degree cruelty to children, second-degree cruelty to children, simple battery, and affray. And this happened June 19th in outside a beauty store in Moultrie, Georgia. Now, you see workers come out, grab the baby, get the baby away from the fight, and, you know, try to rescue the baby. But it's just something where you're like, okay, I don't get this. You know, why all the violence? Now, we only get a little smidgen of what's out there. But here we are in a very, very protected environment. Everybody's trying to kind of relay the new order of things as we talk things out. If there's an issue, you walk away. You leave. You get some other authorities, ask a manager. And I don't think that satisfies the average person. And remember, deep down, you and I, being humans, we're still animals. And so I've been able to control my anger. I mean, I'll yell. I might say things, right, that are inappropriate. I may start to use foul language. But I'm not going to start wailing or hitting somebody. I think I have that control. But then again, I don't think I've ever been pushed to that limit. So I can't say I know what I would do. You know? I talk about, we always do this. You know, like I was talking about with, you know, the Nazi during Nazi times. You know? I'm thinking, man, if a Nazi came up to my house with a gun, I would bring the rain. No, probably not. If a bunch of them are holding guns onto my kids, I would probably do exactly what they said. Now we talk about rape. Women are like, okay, anybody try to rape me, I am going to poke out his eyes. Well, you know, that's a good mindset to go into, but I'm telling you right now, when you're raped, you freeze. You're scared, you're in shock, and you're in shock, you sometimes don't fight back. But then on the other end, we have people that will just go at it. And when you see people fight, you go, oh, wow, you know, gosh, you know, people must do this all the time. Well, maybe they do. I mean, the media does us a huge disservice trying to make us look at a world that they want us to see. You know, I mean, I remember in the 50s, in all these TV shows, not that I was born in the 50s, but I would watch reruns in the 80s of shows from the 50s. I would watch everything, you know, and wasn't it I Love Lucy? They would like throw plates. Or maybe it was more in the 60s or whatever, but on these shows, right, the women would throw plates. And and the husband would hide behind the kitchen door, and the plates would shatter. Okay, nowadays that's assault, and you'll go to jail if you do that. But the drive is there to want to hit or throw. Same thing with domestic violence. You know, we're all shocked that, you know, we have such these high rates of domestic violence. We don't need your shock. Okay, we need a plan. You know, we have people with anger. Some people with anger issues. Some people just normal human people. And it is very normal for a human to want to attack. It's not normal for our society. It's not safe. All right, you're going to go to jail. Don't be hitting on your spouse, or don't be hitting on your kids. But we expect that because it's 2019, and we have laws, and we have police officers, and we have, you know, decorum, and, you know, we have to wear our suit and tie, and we have to wear our heels and not ruin our nails, that that's going to strip us of our animal instinct. Now, sometimes we want that animal instinct. Someone's going after your kids, you go all mama bear on his butt. But we're seeing an underlying, you know, we're seeing a pressure cooker here and some steam release when you see these fights. Now, we don't want domestic violence to continue. We want to stop it. We don't want people getting into a fight. We don't want people dropping their baby and their baby dying because they're in a fight. So are we doing a disservice not having other forms of release or outlets for these people, for anybody? You know, I put my kids in sports because I had to raise them in the time where no fighting, no. If a kid punches you, you cannot punch him back. You got to go to the teacher. Oh, my husband and I had big fights on that because I get it. I mean, deep down, I want to say some kid punches you, you punch him back. I can't, but I can't say that. I'm a doctor. I'm a mom. I'm a good citizen. So I had to tell my kid, you got to go to the teacher and tell. Well, you know, the whole family's going to be like, what? Crazy say what? I'm like, no, not crazy say what. All right. If you don't want to go to jail, you're the one that's going to get in trouble. If you break his nose, we get sued. All right. There's all these things in place. You cannot hit somebody back if they hit you. Now, who knows? Maybe the playground was a safer place years ago where if somebody messed with you, you mess with them back and then they leave you alone. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know where we went wrong. Just like with antibiotics, I think antibiotics is the greatest thing ever. But now we have superbugs. You know, sometimes do we have these, you know, these unintended consequences? So we have a world right now that, no, we teach our kids, do not fight back. You go to the teacher, you tattle. But I'm like, well, what do my kids do when they have this passion? You know, they have, you know, they have to have a release. They are kids that need to learn how to wrestle and need to learn how to fight. I mean, you see animals play and pounce and wrestle. That's how brothers and sister cubs, and not because it's just a Lion King, but in general, the reason why brothers and sisters fight is because that gets them ready for the real world. You basically have, hopefully, in an ideal situation, an adversary that can't really destroy you because they're your kin. So that's your training. That's why brothers and sisters, there's all that fighting that always happens. One is because it's just natural. They're going to fight. They live together. But number two, that's kind of God and nature's way of getting you ready. But if we're not putting our kids in sports, all they're doing is playing video games. All right. If we're not letting people, you know, just, you know, go to the gym and just, you know, punch a bag. If we're not allowing certain releases, they're going to go after each other. People will go after each other. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mark Esper is the nation's new defense secretary. He was easily confirmed by the Senate today in a 90-8 vote. Esper is an Army vet and was secretary of the Army when President Trump tapped him to run the Pentagon. He's the first Senate-confirmed defense chief since Secretary Mattis resigned late last year. Speaking in Washington, D.C., President Trump brings up AOC and the so-called squad.
The Democrats, I guess, are forced to embrace her, and I call it AOC plus three. Okay, AOC. AOC plus three. Not that AOC is a bargain, because she's not. I mean, she's no bargain. Look, I mean, we'll go into it at some point. I'll tell you all about AOC. I got more on AOC.
Those comments come as video is surfacing of one member of that squad, Democratic Congresswoman from Michigan, Rashida Tlaib, being dragged out of a Trump event for disrupting it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I think you guys are so sick of the aspirin subject. When to take aspirin, when not to. Well, okay, we have these guidelines that are still kind of confusing, all right? They came out in the spring, all right? And this is how confusing it is, okay? This is what we're being told with aspirin. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is one of the biggest headlines today is researchers are saying to go off of the aspirin if you don't need it. Harvard researchers are saying millions of people who take aspirin to prevent heart attack need to go off of it. So the guidelines that came out, basically, this is how confusing it is. This is why if you or I don't know what the hell to do, you can't blame us. Here it is from the ACC.org, right? The American College of Cardiology. They say the guideline is a compilation of the most important studies and guidelines for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, outcomes related to 9 topic areas. The focus is primary prevention in adults to reduce the risk of acute coronary syndromes, or basically, heart medical conditions, myocardial infarction, which is heart attack, stable or unstable angina, which is kind of a vasospasm or narrowing of arteries, arterial revascularization, stroke, peripheral artery disease, as well as heart failure, and then atrial fibrillation. We talked about atrial fibrillation, which is an abnormal heart rhythm. The guideline emphasizes patient-physician shared decisions. Now, the reason why we have patient-physician shared decisions is because of liability. If the patient shares some of the decision-making, they can't technically sue the doctor. They can, but they do, yeah. And a multidisciplinary team-based approach to the implementation of recommended preventative strategies. I still don't know what the hell anyone's talking about. With sensitivities to the social determinants of health that may include specific barriers to care, including limited health literacy, financial distress, cultural influences, education level, and other socioeconomic risk factors related to short and long-term health goals. So that is a paragraph made by lawyers. All right? It basically said a whole lot of nothing where the guideline, okay, we still don't have the guideline yet. They haven't gotten to the guideline where the guideline, okay, has to be sensitive to everybody's cultural and financial needs. That really kind of doesn't make sense. Okay, we want a doctor to say, are you going to die or not if you do this or not? Okay, we need some cojones. We don't need all this political correctness stuff. Okay, paragraph 2. Assessing your cardiovascular risk, because remember, the whole point of this is taking an aspirin to not get a heart attack. That's all you and I care about. You and I are sitting here going, excuse me, am I going to get a heart attack or not? Do I need to take an aspirin to not get a heart attack? Just yes or no. That's all I need. Yes or no. Well, here's paragraph 2. Paragraph 2 says assessment of atherosclerotic cardiovascular risk disease is the foundation of primary prevention. Thank you. That sounds lovely. Okay, get to the meat of it. For those aged 20 years old to 39 years old, it is reasonable to measure traditional risk factors every 4 to 6 years to identify major factors. Okay, now, this is a little meaty. It doesn't sound meaty. But what they're saying is if you are between 20 and 39 years old, every 5 years, your doctor can check you for high cholesterol, talk to you about tobacco, although I would say not every 5 years, do it every year, but that's just me. Every 5 years, check you for diabetes, for high blood pressure, chronic inflammatory diseases, talk to you about a family history, all right? If you have risk factors, every 4 to 5 years, they can identify those, do the blood work, and try to optimize your lifestyle, and then track your risk factor progression. So that paragraph basically tells insurance companies, you better pay for the cholesterol test, but only every 5 years. Now, you and I might be like, well, wait a second here. Okay, my dad had a heart attack. I think I'd like my cholesterol checked when I'm 35 and maybe 38. You might have to pay for it on your own. For adults aged 20 to 39, and those age 40 to 59 who are not at risk, okay, by 7.5% 10-year risk, I guess there's a way to figure out if within the next 10 years you're going to have a heart attack. All right? Estimating a lifetime or 30-year risk may be considered. I guess they have some risk estimators, meaning they plug in some data. For For those aged 20 to 59 years without a high short-term risk, the 30-year lifetime risk would be reasons for a communication strategy for reinforcing adherence to lifestyle recommendations for some drug therapy. So what that means is if you are not at high risk, but you might have a lifetime risk, you are allowed to talk to your doctor about medications. It doesn't mean they're going to pay for it. All right? Now, does anybody know what the heck? Yeah. Okay, so we still don't have any scoop. Okay? They keep going on talking about identifying risk, obesity, physical activity. Again, they want adults to engage in at least 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity or 75 minutes a week of vigorous physical activity a week. So still, you need the activity. All right? Obesity, if you're over 30 kilograms per meter squared, meaning your BMI is over 30, you're in trouble. So you're supposed to be in a lifestyle program for 6 months. You're supposed to adhere to a low-calorie diet, under 1,500 calories a day. You need to do about 200 to 300 minutes a week of exercise. That's if you're obese. In terms of diabetes, we don't want your glycohemoglobin over 6.5. I don't want it over 6, if you ask me. That's how sugary your blood levels are, your blood sugar is. Anybody with diabetes needs dietary counseling. Mediterranean diet, DASH diet, vegan diets, they've got to exercise at least 150 minutes a week. Okay? Lipids, in terms of cholesterol. All right? If you're over 19 and there's family history of cholesterol, you might need a cholesterol medication. Young adults might need a cholesterol medication, so they're easing up on that. If you definitely have high cholesterol, you're getting a cholesterol medication. We talked about high blood pressure, right? You're a high blood pressure patient if you're over 130, over 80. Tobacco, bad, okay? Say not smoke. And now we get to aspirin. Okay, finally. So now, yes or no on the aspirin? No, there's more paragraphs. For decades, they say low-dose aspirin, like 81 milligrams, has been widely administered. But irreversibly inhibiting platelet function, aspirin reduces the risk of arterial thrombosis. But there's a risk of bleeding, especially in the GI tract. So aspirin has been well established for secondary prevention, but not for primary. So meaning if you've had a heart attack, you're going on aspirin. But if you've never had a heart attack, we don't have the studies. And it can put you at risk for GI bleed, a bleeding disorder, kidney disease, etc. So they say low-dose aspirin could be considered for primary prevention if you're a high-risk 40 to 70-year-old. If you are over 70, you're not getting it for primary. If you've had a heart attack, all bets are off, you're getting it. But if you've never had a heart attack and you're 70 years old, you're probably not getting the aspirin. If you're between 40 and 70, maybe, maybe not, but only if you're at high risk. Family history of heart disease, diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Low-dose aspirin should not be given to anybody at risk of bleeding, ulcers, hemophilia, things like that. So basically, what came out today is researchers are saying that 30 million people a day are taking aspirin when they don't need it. So if they get into a car accident, they may bleed more, or they may be more at risk for ulcers. So you got to talk to your doctor. That's what it means. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I'm looking at this free-for-all that's going on in Washington now, where from $15 an hour minimum wage, we have Congressman Tlaib wants it $20 an hour. I got to tell you, I might really run for politics, because is it really that easy where you just promise everybody everything? I mean, I could be like, you know what, guys, I'm going to sleep with everybody. I mean, is it that easy to just promise and not care about the ramifications? So apparently, the Representative Rashida Tlaib, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Democrat from Michigan, called for a federal minimum wage of $20 per hour at an event in Detroit on Sunday night. Even mainline Democrats are like, that's a little rough. Her comment came during remarks to the Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan and the labor rights group One Fair Wage, and were recorded by the Conservative Political Action Committee America Rising. Now, the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives passed a $15 federal minimum wage bill last week, but I don't think it's going to pass in the Senate. Again, you know, and I've been asked, why won't conservatives at least pass that? Well, one is because it wasn't their idea. If it wasn't their idea, that, you know, yeah. But number two is the economy has been doing kind of good. And if they did pass it, and you start to see companies lay people off and accelerate the next recession, they don't want it on their watch. Remember, a recession is coming. So on whose watch do we want it to be? If a Democrat wins in 2020 and they boost the minimum wage, whether it causes job loss or not, we have the automation, you know, kicking in. We got a lot of stores closing down because nobody's walking into an air-conditioned store that's staffed with people. They're just buying stuff online. So, and then, of course, we have the housing crisis where, you know, we have a lot of baby boomers moving out of their houses. A lot of apartments now are going up. So we're going to have a housing glut. So there's going to be a recession. If you have a Democratic-led administration, up the minimum wage, and employers are like, all right, we're going to now have our, you know, payroll. We are going to go into another recession. If the Republicans do it on their watch, then they get blamed for everything. Nobody's going to dissect out, well, you know, you did raise the minimum wage. No one's going to do that. They're just going to say Trump's policies caused the recession. So right now, while the going is good, the Republicans aren't going to mess with it. They're just going to kick the can down the street. And again, maybe minimum wage has to go up. Or we leave it up to state rights. I don't know. I mean, most states are already going up. And they're already, you know. And any big business that wants to get good PR and avoid bad PR is already starting to up their rates, like Walmart and a lot of companies, Amazon. So since nobody wants to do the unpopular thing, you're already having companies do that. The problem is with all the talk of raising minimum wage and all that, you already have employers going, okay, you know what, we got to streamline, we got to cut back. Would $20 an hour work? Oh, yeah, companies can cover it. Okay, well, let's just take a look. So $20 an hour. So that means for 5 hours, it's $100. 8 hours, $160 a day. For one employee, $160 a day. So let's say you work at a restaurant, $20 an hour. All right, what is your profit margin? Well, on alcohol, you have a great profit margin. On a lot of food, well, food, pays labor, rent, all that. You don't have a lot of big profit margin with food, unless of course salad. It stinks. I want to order salad. At a restaurant, I just can't pay $13 to $15 for a salad. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm noticing the prices go way up for food. If I want to buy a salad, I'm looking at $13 when I could buy it for two and just add the dressing. It's salad is probably one of the biggest ways to waste money at a restaurant. Unfortunately, it's a healthy meal. That's why a lot of people don't eat salad, because, like, I'm not going to waste my money on a salad. The problem is, are you really eating salad at home? So, you know, people would rather eat meat. So, Congresswoman Representative Tlaib referred to the federal minimum wage of these workers and said tipped employees make $2.13 per hour federally. She said, think about that for a minute. People cannot live on those kinds of wages, and I cannot allow people to be living off tips, you know, relying on tips for wages. It's just not enough to support our families. By the way, when we started, it should have been $15 an hour. She said at the event titled Server for an Hour. Not exactly sure what that means. She goes, now I think it should be 20. Make sure America Rising hears that. It should be $20 an hour, 18 to 20 an hour at this point. They say all of this is going to raise the cost, but I can tell you milk has gone up, eggs have gone up, everything has gone up. The cost of a lot of things that we need has already gone up. Well, it's going up because of labor costs. So, I told you, when I waited tables, now we're talking back in the 90s, and we're talking it was a rib place. I probably brought home anywhere between, on average, 60 to 100 a night. Plus my $1.52 minimum wage. I got to tell you, man, to get those tips, I busted. I'm like, yeah, I'll take an extra table. Yeah, I'll take an extra table. And so I kind of made good money with tips. Now, if they pay $20 an hour plus tips, well, okay, the food service industry is going to be golden. But I think a lot of employers are going to say, look, if you're going to be making $20 an hour, then tips go to everybody. Tips get split among everybody. The cooking staff, do the cooks get tips? See, we would tip our bussers, but we didn't tip the cooks. Maybe we should have. We didn't tip the manager. Being a manager in a restaurant, not the best position, because you make less money than the servers because you can't make tips. So some of these tip jobs are really good, unless, of course, you're in a place where it's dead and you're not making tips. Then, you know. So it'll be very interesting to see if they affect that, because for $20 an hour, yeah, that's some good money. But if you're not making tips on top of that, you might not want to be on your feet, working in the smoking section, having to carry food upstairs, right? Dealing with somebody grabbing your butt. It's not fun. So you're going to see, you know, people just keep bringing up more and more and more. The higher the wage that you can, you know, call to action, the more votes you're going to get. But is it realistic? Now, maybe this is exactly what the conservatives need. Maybe some, you know, real practical-minded, you know, on-the-fence voters are going to be like, okay, guys, there is no way my employer is going to pay all of us that money. They're going to make cuts. And I think you guys need to speak out. If you guys think your employer is going to take this out on you, or take it out on the customer, or you think they're going to raise prices and then the customers aren't going to come in, so then they're going to have to scale back, you better speak up, because these Democratic leaders are doing this to help you. All right? If you think you need the wage risen, then wonderful. Okay, then go for it. Then support it. But don't sit idle and quiet. Okay, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, but speak up. If you think this is going to work, great. If you don't think it's going to work, speak up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government.
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.